Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. The Bible says, I've hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. So we've got to let the word get in our hearts, get in our spirit. And Mary, when she heard the word from the angel, Bible says she kept it, she hid it in her heart. So you got to hide the word in your heart, because if you don't hide it in your heart, then the enemy will come and steal it. And you've got to have the word established. Hallelujah. Now go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Well, we're not with the Lord yet. So you can see this we walk by faith, not by sight, is kind of sandwiched in between these two verses that talks about being absent from the body, being present with the Lord. I mean, we're in the body right now. We are here on the planet. And as long as we're here, we need to walk by faith. Now, you're not going to need faith when you get to heaven. You need faith here. Bible says we see through a glass dimly. We only know in part, prophesy in part, see in part, understand in part. We don't see all things. We don't understand all things. So that's why we have to walk by faith, because faith allows you to tap into the realm of the spirit, where you can receive revelation, where you can receive understanding, where you can receive direction, where you can receive wisdom. Amen. And faith begins where the will of God is known. But the will of God is in the realm of the spirit, and you have to go reach in there and grab a hold of it, and then you have to bring it, you have to put it in your heart, and then you have to understand it, and then you have to walk it out. So that's why it's called walking by faith, because you're gonna have to walk this thing out. What God has for you, you have to get a hold of it, amen, and you have to walk it out. You're gonna have to walk it out by faith, not by sight. The enemy of vision is sight. See, many are walking by sight. What does that mean? By what they see. See, what you see by your natural eye is not what, you cannot see what God has for you through your natural sight. You have to see it with the eyes of your understanding. That's why Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, amen, that we may know and understand the hope of his calling, that we may know and understand the surpassing riches, surpassing greatness of his power that's at work in us, and then the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. So imagine all the things that God has laid up for us. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has understood, but these things are revealed by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's job is to lead us in the will of God. That's why when we pray in tongues, he prays through us the perfect will of God, making intercession for us, because the Spirit of God knows the mind of God. And then he speaks through us. When we pray in tongues, we pray in the spirit, we're praying the perfect will of God. That's why it's vital that you spend as much time as possible praying in the spirit. How many of you pray in tongues? If you don't, we need to get you filled with the Holy Ghost so you begin to speak in tongues, pray in tongues. That's your prayer language. That's your weapon. That's one of the key weapons of your warfare. You're gonna go into 2024 and you're gonna fight the good fight of faith. You're gonna make war and you're gonna get the victory, and you're gonna walk things out by faith, because this is the victory that we have. This is how we overcome the world, by faith. So in order for you to overcome what you're gonna be facing here in 2024, you're gonna have to walk by faith, and you're gonna have to conquer. You're gonna have to walk in victory by faith. Amen. Now, what has this got to do with an offering? Well, it has a lot to do with the offering, but this is not just about an offering. It's about provision. Why is it that many Christians don't see provision? Because the word provision is a combination of two words, pro and vision. Pro means for, right? For vision. If they're not walking in vision, there is no provision, right? Whatever God orders, he's gonna pay for. Where he leads, he feeds. Where he guides, he provides. And why is it that many Christians struggle to see provision? Because they're not walking in vision. They're walking by sight. When God speaks a word to you, you have to take it and you have to grab a hold of it and you have to take it and hide it in your heart and you have to, you have to grab a hold of it and you have to walk it out. It's going to take faith to see what God has for you accomplished in and through your life. If you're walking in sight, then you're just walking in the natural. And you're in the carnal realm, you're in the natural, and you're going to do things your way, and then you're going to have to pay for it. If it's your will, if it's your plan, you're going to have to pay for it. And it's going to be a big struggle. But if it's God's will, if it's God's plan, He's going to pay for it. Your job is to hear from God and obey. That's all He's asking you to do. Your job is to hear from God and obey. If you will hearken unto my voice, obey my statutes, my word, my commandments, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. So our job is to hear, believe, and then obey. Faith has to do with action. Amen. So for you to walk in provision, you're going to have to walk by faith. Now look at what verse 7 says in the Amplified. I love this one. For we walk by faith. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk not by sight or appearance. Things are not as they appear. Things are never as they appear. In the world, a picture is painted, and most people see that picture, and they're moved by that picture. But in the realm of the Spirit, you've got to allow the Holy Ghost to paint the picture in your heart. That's what vision is. Vision is what you see in your heart. Sight is a function of your eyes. Vision is a function of your heart. Let me say that one more time. Sight is a function of your eyes. Vision is a function of your heart. That's why Paul prays that the eyes of our heart is opened or is enlightened, is illuminated so that we can truly see what God has for us. Hallelujah. Otherwise, the problem is just like Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and he said, you know, you're blind leading the blind. Too many are blind leading the blind. They're following blind leaders, blind prophets, blind shepherds. Amen. Who you follow makes a big difference. We got a lot of blind leading the blind in the church world. We saw that during COVID. People shut their churches down, they masked up, and they got into fear and then started preaching ridiculous messages like, if you love your neighbor, you'll double mask, you'll double jab and triple jab and quadruple jab and whatever. And they were even ready to bend over for anal swabs coming from China. It wasn't enough to have nasal swabs. Now it was anal swabs. We never closed down here. We never shut the church down one service. Hallelujah. Because as soon as that whole 15 days to slow the spread came out, I stood here and I said, this will not end in 15 days, I tell you right now. Because I've known their plans for years. It didn't catch me by surprise. It caught many by surprise. It didn't catch me by surprise. What's going to happen in 2024 is not going to catch me by surprise. What's going to happen in 2025 is not going to catch me by surprise. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you're being led by the Spirit of God, nothing's going to catch you by surprise. You're going to be prepared. You're going to be ahead of the enemy. Hallelujah. You're going to be always one step ahead of the enemy. The enemy's going to dig a ditch and he'll fall in it himself. Hallelujah. Because you have vision. You see things before they happen. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, He will show you things to come. He will show you things to come. When the Holy Spirit shows you things to come, that's walking in vision. And when you're walking in the vision, the heavenly vision, just like Paul said, when I received the heavenly vision, I did not consult any man. That doesn't mean he was rebellious, he was not accountable. What he meant was he didn't go consulting flesh and blood. Flesh and blood, just like when Jesus asked the disciples, whom do people say that I am? Well, some say you're Elijah, some say you're one of the prophets, some say you're this or you're that. But then he says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter jumps in and says, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon, Peter or Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. That means you got that by revelation. Everybody was walking by sight. Oh, we think he's a prophet. Oh, we think he's Elijah come back. We think he might be Isaiah. He might be this. He might be that. But who do you say that I am? Well, we know by revelation that you are Christ, Son of the living God. Hallelujah. So when you have revelation, when you see things by the eyes of the Spirit, that's when you have faith, because now you have vision. You have something that God has shown you, and you grab a hold of it, and you walk in it. You're going to have to walk by faith, step by step. And the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah. They march to the beat of a different drum. Hallelujah. They're in cadence with the Holy Ghost. They're in sync with the Holy Ghost. And many times being synced with the Holy Ghost means you're actually going in the opposite direction of the world. Because the flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. I like what, you know, God said to Pastor Ronnie back in the 80s when he came here to America from South Africa. God said, I'm sending you there. I'm going to bring revival to America. And he said, go and find out what everybody's doing and do the opposite. That'll be me. Because if what they had been doing worked, then they would already be in revival. Apparently, it wasn't working. And if what you're doing is not working, then you need to find out what's going to work. You need to find out what God has for you. And that's vision. That's called walking in vision. Walking in vision. Sight is the enemy of vision. That's how the enemy works, through fear, false evidence, appearing real. It's appearance. Fear comes by sight. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. So can we say, because since fear and faith are opposite, but they work very similarly, walking by faith means you have vision, you understand God's will, you've heard from God, you have a word from God, amen. And sight actually is going to lead you into fear. So if you're walking by sight, you're going to be in fear. And you're not going to see provision. You're not going to see breakthrough. You're not going to see increase. You're not going to see the acceleration that God has for you. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a separation here in year 2024 between those who walk by vision and those who walk by sight. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So this is a decision. This is a separation. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Look at verse 5. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. You have a guarantee. I guarantee you that in 2024... you're going to walk in victory. You're going to prosper. You're going to see increase. You're going to see the supernatural. I guarantee it. Somebody said, how do you guarantee? If you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you have the guarantee on the inside of you. The Spirit of God is going to lead you. He never leads you into defeat. He never leads you into poverty. He never leads you into failure. He always leads you into victory. He always leads you into prosperity. He always leads you into peace. And joy and victory, hallelujah. And he's got great plans for you, because he says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are not plans to harm you. They are plans to prosper you. They are plans to give you a hope and a future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need to get prepared in the spirit. You need to prepare your spirit. You can't skip training camp and go straight on the field to play football on a Sunday. You're going to get your butt whipped. If you're out of shape, You have not been training. You have to train your spirit, man. You have to train your spirit. You train your spirit by putting the word in it. You train your spirit by praying in the Holy Ghost. You train your spirit by keeping it hot, full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. You train your spirit. You train your spirit by speaking the word. Many people are out of shape. They're out of shape spiritually. They're not ready. They're not ready to go to the battlefront and take on the enemy, take on Goliath. They're hiding behind the bush. You got to get yourself ready. Get ready because God's about to do something big. And he's looking for men and women that will be well-trained, well-able in the spirit, full of the Holy Ghost, full of faith, full of wisdom. In Book of Acts chapter 6, you know, the ministry was starting to get big. The church was getting big. You had the apostles, but it wasn't enough. So then they said, we need some helps ministry here. The widows are not getting the food, and we need some men to go and serve the food, and we need some men to hold our hands up because we got to dedicate ourselves to word and prayer. That's what the apostle says. We can't just get caught up in all the administration. We got to dedicate ourselves to word and prayer. And then they say, go and find among yourselves men that are full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. Find men that are qualified. What qualified them? They were full of the Holy Ghost and they were full of faith. These men were ready to rise to the occasion. There's going to be occasions. I talked about opportunities. They're going to be opportunities. They're going to rise, and you got to be ready. You got to be ready. You're full of the Holy Ghost. You're full of faith. And you're ready. You're ready for the opportunity. When the opportunity comes, you're not caught unawares. You're not caught unprepared. You're ready for the challenge. Why? Because you keep ready. You keep yourself ready. You keep yourself sharp. You keep your faith energized and engaged. And you keep your spirit hot. You keep your spirit connected and in tune. You're marching in the cadence of the Holy Ghost. You're not out of order. You're in order on a daily basis. You can't be out of order all year long and all of a sudden expect in one day that you're going to get all on fire and catch up. This is a daily walk. Daily walk. Staying sharp. Hallelujah. That's why I always tell Bible school students, they say, I'm going to take a couple of terms off. Do not. Because I can tell you right now, 99% never come back. I've done this a long time. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep pressing in, stay in the word. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm going to step back from serving a little bit. I'm going to step back from church a little bit. I need time to myself. You mean you need time to your flesh? I guarantee you, these are all deceptive things that come from the enemy. I've done this a long time. Again, I'm telling you, that is not a good sign. That's a sign that somebody's saying, you know what? I'm just going to. Don't do it. Say, Pastor, I'm pressing in. I'm not saying, you know, burn yourself out. I mean, there's balance, but don't completely disengage. It's not, you know, either you're in or all the way out. You're either hot or you're cold. There's no lukewarm. There's no in between. You got to be hot. You got to be prayed up. You got to be giving. You got to be worshiping. You got to be in the word and speaking the word. Come on, somebody. You got to stay sharp. Hallelujah. I'm here to sharpen you. I'm not here to, I will not allow you to be dull. Were you sharpening something when I called you today? Because I could hear the grinding. This guy goes around sharpening scissors. Makes a whole business out of sharpening scissors. You'd be surprised how many scissors there are to sharpen. Thousands upon thousands. There's nothing worse than a dull knife trying to cut into something. So you got to stay sharp. Iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. My job is to keep you sharp. Hallelujah. I'm here to sharpen you. And you can only sharpen through friction. Grinding and friction. Hallelujah. You can't just sharpen a knife gently. That's why I can't stand the whole seeker friendly thing, because just always, it's like taking a sponge and rubbing it against the edge of the knife. It ain't gonna work. You're gonna take a stone. Friction, and it heats up. But then it's sharp and it can do the job. God's got something for you to do. And some of you have been, you've been getting sharpened. Hallelujah. We're gonna keep you sharp. There's nothing worse than being dull. Dull of hearing, dull of seeing. Why do you think we teach on giving all the time? Because it keeps your spirit sharp. Keeps your spirit engaged, because you have to use your faith to give. You have to believe God. You have to hear from God, and it's obeying the word. Obeying the word. When you tithe, you're obeying the word. When God speaks to you, sow a seed, you're obeying the word. And then it keeps your spirit engaged. It's a spiritual exercise. I had one pastor say, can you get through that whole carnal money thing quickly and get to the revival meeting and just really preach on the fire? I said, I can't preach on the fire. Your people, hearts are closed to give. They're not going to receive anything. And it's not carnal, it's spiritual. Giving is very spiritual. Money is natural, but the act of giving the money is spiritual. Hallelujah. You can't go into 2024 dull. You're going to have to go into 2024 sharp, on the cutting edge of what God's doing. Hallelujah. On the cutting edge. Getting all bouncy in the Holy Ghost, because it's like something jumping up and down on the inside of you. You know I'm telling you the truth, because something is jumping up and down in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 3 and 1, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. And that's the difference between sight and vision. Vision is setting your mind on things above. Sight is setting your mind on things of the earth. For you died, your life is hidden with Christ in God. So you have to die to the flesh, because the flesh, sight is always going to compete. And that's how the enemy gets you. That's how the world gets you. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. That's how the enemy will get you. Focused on sight. Sight is natural. Sight is carnal. That's the difference between walking in vision and walking by sight. I'm going to continue to speak on these things through the next few weeks, but we're coming into 2024. There's going to be a separation between those that are walking by sight and those walking by vision. You're going to have to make a decision. Am I walking by sight? Do I have my mind on things of the earth, the carnal, the natural, the temporal, or do I have my mind fixed on things that are above, the supernatural, the eternal? Hallelujah. Because that's where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek those things which are above. Amen. Amplify says, aim at and seek the rich, eternal treasures that are above. Hallelujah. Rich, eternal treasures that are above. You know, you might have heard this, oh, brother, you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. To me, that's rubbish. That's religious rubbish. Oh, brother, you're so heavenly minded. You're no earthly good. Really? Come back down to the earth, brother. You just wait too high up there. You better be heavenly minded. Amen. You better be heavenly minded if you're going to be any earthly good for the kingdom of God. Amen. On the planet. Yeah. Hallelujah. We're still living in this body, but we have a treasure in this earthen vessel. You're a spirit, soul, and body. You're a spirit being. You have to operate out of the spirit. The spirit man on the inside of you is the real you, is the core of your life. Everything must be done in the spirit, walking in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. So walking in the spirit, walking by faith, walking by vision, these are all synonymous things. If you want to be truly earthly good for kingdom purposes, you're going to have to walk in the will of God, and it's going to require you to be heavenly minded. Seeking those things which are above, the rich eternal treasures. You want to prosper in 2024? Walk in vision. Who wants to prosper in 2024? You're going to have to walk in vision, walk by faith. Hallelujah. And what God's going to do in and through your life will be for kingdom purposes. Otherwise, you'll just be focused on making money, but you won't make any impact. You're either going to make money or you're going to make impact. If your money is not making impact for the kingdom of God, then you're not doing anything. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't just focus on making money. Focus on making an impact. God wants you to make an impact. God's going to use you to make an impact, not just make money. If you just focused, if you set your mind on things that are on the earth, you're just going to be focused on making money. And you will not make any impact. So let's use our money. God's going to prosper his people, and we're going to use it to make an impact. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.